Every week we talk to our friend Ron Sanford, who is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Ron, welcome to WWL this afternoon.
Thanks, Scoot. Nice to be here.
All right, Ron, listen, you hear from one side, you hear that the economy stinks. From the other side, you hear it's great. What good economic news or bad economic news do you have to share with us right now?
Well, I think the economy is somewhere in between.
Okay. Good answer.
I mean, well, clearly we've got, inflation is close to 6% on an annualized basis, and that will lead to not good things, but it's also a sign that there's a lot of activity, business activity out there. We know it's a good job market because there's a lot more people, a lot more jobs available than there are people looking for jobs. So I wouldn't say the economy is in a woeful shape. I think it's generally pretty good and could be a lot better if we get inflation under control.
Let's talk about inflation for just a moment, because what I'm hearing the experts say is that inflation right now is the manifestation of the supply chain being broken or slowed down because of the pandemic. And I was in Newport Beach last week, and whenever we went to the beach, I could see the container ships in the ocean lining up. They're all lined up out there trying to get into to Long Beach, to the port, to unload. So this is a function of the pandemic, and while some are going to be quick to blame the president, it's not really all the president's fault.
No, I don't think the president has that much control over the economy. The economy is, market-based and extremely complicated mechanism with a lot of moving parts.
Well, and the same thing with the price of oil, the price of gas. We look to blame a president for that, and I said the same thing when Trump was president. Presidents often get too much blame or too much credit for the economy when there are a lot of other things. It's not that Trump and Biden can't do things to improve or hurt the economy, but overall, it's really driven by consumers.
Largely. I mean, consumers are almost 70% of the economy. Their buying decisions make all the difference in the world. In the oil and gas market, I would say that there's more governmental influence than in some others just because of the regulatory burden. And I think it's pretty clear that we were a net exporter at the end of the Trump administration. And the first thing the Biden administration did was cancel the pipeline between Canada and the Gulf and start putting pressure on not, leasing the lands and restrictions. And I think that it has had an impact on the price of oil at this point. The attitudinal change.
Interested in so many people leaving their jobs. Were there that many jobs available? Were there that many other jobs to be created that they were able to leave the workforce, and now they're doing something else, which is leaving the workforce in general? Here in New Orleans, the hospitality industry in particular, leaving them shorthanded. Where did all these people go? What are they doing?
I think that's a huge question right now. The big resignation, as they're calling it, Scoot. And apparently there must be that many other jobs for people to abandon their current jobs, even like you hear in truck drivers are in such huge demand. And I've generally thought of those as pretty well-paying jobs. And I'm just surprised you can't find a truck driver in this day and age. I will say, my own experience, the whole concept of remote working is making the job market quite a bit different than it used to be. Most of the things I get from headhunters are somebody remote. Somebody in Michigan wants to put a mortgage loan process. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a fascinating new phenomena that we didn't have previously. And so that same processor may be working for three or four different companies for all I know and not making a whole lot of money. So the job market is fascinating right now. It's different than it's ever been.
All right, Ron, before we let you go, I know you're a big sports fan. So what do you think this weekend, Taysom Hill or Trevor Siemian?
Boy, that's tough. I, uh,
Would you rather me ask you about money?
No, I love sports, particularly the Saints. And I will say that the environment that Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis have created is so positive now. And when you can get a guy like a Trevor Siemian, who is really, I mean, he's a Northwestern graduate. He's a smart guy. He had an opportunity to go to Harvard, and he's such a good player. But I think Taysom Hill has got to be the guy to go, or he would be the one that I would like to see behind center.
You know, to a lot of fans, it always seems like, well, wait, look at what Trevor Siemian did. I mean, look, but, you know, if another team has film on somebody, it might be a different story this coming week with the Falcons. When you just pop somebody in there, the other team is not as prepared for them as they might be.
Sure, and Sean Payton's keeping them guessing. Not playing his cards right up to the end. And everybody says, well, you need Taysom because of his all-around game. You need him in other areas.
Yeah.
And I like that, but he's got a pretty good record. Last year as a starting quarterback, he only lost one game.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I like his capabilities.
Yeah, I mean, look, either way, it's exciting. I know that, you like me, you probably hope that the Saints are not riding too high after that victory over Tampa Bay, because we've quite often seen the Saints come off a big win, and then they have a down game and lose to a team that they should beat, and they've got to be high and confident, but not so high and confident that they go, we got the Falcons handled, because you might not.
That's so true. But I do think the Saints have created a culture that is going to keep them on a steady level here. You know, and they say in the business world, Scoot, that culture eats strategy for breakfast. And I think that's so true. And I think what the Saints have created out there is really a remarkable team concept.
Well,
so
and if
I'm
a guy,
they'll be steady, Eddie.
And if a guy like Trevor Siemian, who's been around, if he can come off the bench and do what he did against the Bucs, the defending Super Bowl champions, then you've got a pretty good sense that Sean Payton has got this program set up to where, you know, it's the team, and somebody can come in and do that, because there's so many things that are working. And look, let's also give a lot of credit to the defense.
Oh, absolutely. The defense has been phenomenal. Yeah. But, yeah, I do think Sean has created that environment again where, you know, Trevor Siemian hadn't played, I think, since 2019, except for a preseason game here and there. And yet he's studying the book and concentrating and ready to step in a situation like that, next man up. It's a really good situation, the Saints have created.
I think you're right, though. Sean Payton is not going to announce who's the starting quarterback anytime soon. I mean, I know we're getting close to the game, but he's going to wait until the last minute to announce that, and it's just something that he enjoys doing. And plus, it kind of puts the other team on edge a little bit. I'm kind of glad that the Braves won the World Series, because, you know, I mean, I'm okay if Atlanta has a winner. I just don't want them to be the Falcons.
That's the truth. I like Atlanta, except for the Falcons.
Yeah. All right, Ron Sanford, always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm glad we deviated into sports, because I know you're a big sports fan and you follow it very closely, so I appreciate your expertise on that as well. But thanks for being with us.
You bet. My pleasure, Scoot.